Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Tomorrow afternoon, the Fairbanks North Star Borough Clerks will begin their final count of ballots from last week's municipal election. There are enough outstanding ballots to overturn races for Borough Assembly and for the Fairbanks City Mayor, where about 200 votes separate the top two candidates.
It is a public process and people can drop by. It will be done in the assembly chambers. There'll be a roped off area where there will be a place where the public can sit and watch.
Borough Clerk April Trickey says there are 2,143 ballots outstanding in the borough races. That's more than the margin of victory on all six borough assembly and school board races. About 1,400 of those are absentee ballots requested before the election. They must be postmarked before October 1st in order to be valid. Normally, not all requested absentee ballots are returned, though. There are 661 question ballots that were cast on Election Day last Tuesday, but need to be validated before they can be counted.
Our canvas board is actually reviewing the question ballots, and they're determining, number one, are they a qualified voter for the Fairbanks North Star Borough and for either the city of Fairbanks or the city of North Pole. So they're determining if they're qualified to vote in any of those three elections.
Some of those might be from borough voters who voted in the city election, but the borough assembly and school board races on those ballots will still be counted. Trickey says two teams will begin counting at 2 p.m. tomorrow.
One team will be counting the question ballot. One team will be counting the absentee ballots. Once those are final, anyone who wants a copy of those results can get a copy of the results printed right there from the tape at that time.
The results will be posted online shortly after the counting is completed. The same process will happen at the cities of North Pole and Fairbanks. There are 31 uncounted ballots for North Pole races and 838 outstanding ballots for Fairbanks City races. That's enough to shift the lead in the Fairbanks City Mayor's race. Incumbent Jim Matherly is ahead in the four-way race by just 204 votes. Matherly has 1,720 votes, or about 50%. The next closest candidate is Catherine Dodge with 1,516 votes. The winner of the Fairbanks City Mayor's race and new City Council members will be sworn in at the October 14th Fairbanks City Council meeting. A fatal accident on the Elliott Highway was reported Saturday afternoon by Alaska State Troopers. One person died in a collision between a 2009 Dodge Ram pickup and a 1975 Peterbilt dump truck in the active construction zone around mile 6 of the Elliott Highway. Both vehicles were working on the highway construction project. The driver of the pickup was pronounced dead on the scene. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.